We all stand, join in the position of flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided adequate notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to the Asbury Park Press. File notice with the Borough Clerk and posted notice in the Borough Office and on the Borough website. This meeting is open to the public. We're going to start off with some oath of office.
Okay, do the first one for Mr. Zelina, which will be a 4-year term, class 4. Please raise your right hand to be sworn and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mark Zelina.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
Of a planning slash zoning board member, class 4.
Of a planning slash zoning board members, class 4.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your promotion, Mark.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Now I stuck 4 years with it.
I know.
You're not allowed.
No, it's
out.
Only. You're not allowed. Not full 4 years because it's unexpired. So, if we don't like it, we'll take them off and put the place out.
Oh, well, that's it. You're a fraud.
No longer.
All right. And now in good faith.
Yes.
Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Faith Lovecourt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office of.
All the duties of the office of.
Planning slash zoning board member, alternate number 2.
Planning slash zoning board member, alternate number 2.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Sign that one or the
Excuse me.
Okay, now can we have a roll call?
Ms. Bills?
Here.
Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham? Absent. Ms. DiGiulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Here.
Mayor Kelly? Absent. Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Councilman Weinstein?
Here.
Ms. Lovecourt?
Here.
Is here.
Here.
Mr. Schwartz? Is absent. Mr. Zelina?
Here.
Thank you.
First on the agenda this evening will be the approval of the minutes of February 27, 2024. Do we have any comments or motion?
Move to approve as written.
Second.
We have a roll call.
Ms. Bills?
I wasn't here.
Okay, that's true. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julia?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Sale?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexton?
I'm going to abstain because what if there was a hysterics?
Okay. Ms. Leftwood was not in the room. Mr. Salina?
Yes.
Second on the agenda this evening is a memorialization of the resolution application 2024-02 BV Real Estate Adventures LLC. Do we have a discussion on that, or anybody want to make the motion?
I'll move the resolution. Sure.
I'll second it.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julia?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Sale?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
That's it.
Next on the agenda is a memorialization of the resolution application 2024-01, Eric Bischoff.
I'll move the resolution, sir.
I'll second it.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Salina?
Yes.
And one more memorialization of resolution application 2023-12, Jonathan and Catherine Golden. Do we have a motion or discussion?
You want to, Elizabeth?
Okay.
And I'll second it.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Alrighty. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Salina?
Yes.
And then the only thing on the agenda tonight, which is a new application, 2024-3, it's, I guess Anthony Condoris isn't here, but for Charlie Rooney, I guess he's representing himself. So step up.
Okay. I'd like to introduce my neighbor, Elliot Stern.
How are you?
He lives at 198 Ocean Avenue, next door to me on 196.
Okay, before you get started, if you could please raise your right hand to be sworn. You swear the testimony you are to give here tonight should be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
And please state your name and spell your last for the record.
Charles Rooney, R-O-O-N-E-Y.
We should swear him in also.
If he's going to testify, yeah, please raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you are to give here tonight should be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
And please state your name and spell your last for the record.
Elliot Stern, S-T-E-R.
Okay, you have the floor, Mr. Rooney.
Okay, so it's great to see everybody. So back in approximately 2019, I subdivided my property, and next door to 196 Ocean Avenue, where I live now, is a beautiful home, 198 Ocean Avenue, where Elliot lives. And when I subdivided the property, I did not sell the piece of property that is across the street from my house and Elliot's. I kept that in my name. But Elliot has an easement that he can go through that property. One of the things that I always assumed is whoever lived in that house next door would want to build their own steps up on the seawall and enjoy the sunrises and, you know, just sit up there. Not everybody likes to go on the beach, but in North Beach, a lot of people do enjoy the platform. And Elliot's been my neighbor now for approximately a year, and he discussed with me about doing the steps, and I said that's a great idea, something that I always thought would happen eventually. So I'm here just to say I support Elliot building the steps. The builder had trouble with the babysitter tonight, so he couldn't make the meeting. So I'll make the questions about the deck too technical. But I know you said, I was talking to someone who was saying something about the size of it, so.
It's going to be the standard size of what the majority of the decks are on Ocean Avenue. Nothing spectacular, it's going to be just the normal size.
Yeah, Elliot's property is 50 feet wide. So, I don't know how.
When you say it's property, you're talking about 198? 198 Ocean Ave?
Yes.
I would think that we would need dimensions. I don't see dimensions on the plan, and it's drawn as though it's quite a bit bigger than the decks to the left and right of it.
Can we call the builder?
You mean the architect?
The architect, yeah. I mean,
that would be up to Dave. Dave is the chairman here. Can they call Anthony for the size?
I guess this is actually a quarter inch scale if anybody has a ruler.
Unless you think you can. One dimension.
You have the depth
yeah,
of it.
It's
16 feet.
That's going east.
That's pretty big.
But it's
not showing the north-south sides.
It's not showing the width of it. It's showing the depth east and west, not the north and south. Looks very big.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, because on the drawing it looks a little outside for what is normally there. And I would think Ben would need dimensions to vote on the application, right?
If you feel like you need that in order to assess it.
If not, they could be building a dance floor up there. And
you have
the dimensions of the deck. Mainly the width.
Excuse me?
Mr. Rooney has the
In comparison, how big is the one that you're anticipating to go to compared to the size of yours?
Honestly, I don't know how big it's going to take.
Well, your deck is quite small.
Yeah, well, this deck is so pretty big.
His architect is going to give us...
Well, actually, you could...
He's saying that the instruction that he was given was it had to be between 16 and 20 feet.
It's 20 feet.
That's what I'm saying.
According to this, it's 20 feet wide by 16 feet deep, which is substantially larger than most of these decks.
Yeah, it might become larger deck.
Okay. That's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to scrape whatever the standard size of these decks are. So if you tell us that we have to keep a 16 by 16, or whatever that size dimensions would be.
Would you accept the condition? Make this really easy. Would you accept the condition that yours will be the same size as Mr. Rooney's?
Sure.
Well, his is smaller. He might want a little bit bigger.
Actually, yours is like a half. I made mine small. Oh, you mean as far as the east-west?
So there's actually two decks besides Rooney's that are right next to my property. We can make it exactly the same size for one that's directly to the right, which is the standard size of all the decks on that road.
I think the problem is that what they're saying down there, and I don't disagree with them, is that we don't know what that is probably sitting here.
Sure.
And I guess Mark
had a good question. Do we have any standard? Is there anything in the code books?
There is a standard. I believe there is a standard.
No, we never adopted it. We were working on it.
When people come,
who cares if it's bigger than a neighbor's standards? What's the difference?
Well, why don't we come up with the measurements, and if we all agree, the builder, the deck architect, whatever, agrees with the size, then we're good with it, and we don't come back.
If everybody would look at the...
Go like that?
I don't think we're supposed to design it. We just vote on the design that you provide us.
If you look at the site plan, you can see the comparison of the different sizes of the deck. This is the one in the middle. You can see the one on the left and the right.
Oh, they're on here.
Does it show the deck next door?
It has.
Looks the same.
Considerably less.
Yeah, I see.
Which one is less?
Both north.
One that's already built?
They both look the same. Yours and the one south of 196 look the same on this drawing. But the drawing is, we don't know that that's
right.
Accurate.
So I'm looking at Google Earth right now, and they all look pretty much the same size. The two to the south, and then the one to the north looks like it's turned the opposite way, but it looks about the same dimensions as
Which is mine?
No, the one north of yours.
Oh, that's Lane's End.
Now, Frank was indicating that he thinks that the building department has some regulations and dimensions on it, on record.
I think when they come in, anybody who comes in, there are restrictions.
Yes,
you can't just build a deck as big as your property.
But Mary has not cited any of that in her denial. That's why I don't think, Frank may be right, but I'm surprised that there exists that Mary didn't cite.
Well,
the property that is just south of Elliott's is the same width. It's a 50-foot wide property. Does it show that?
Yes.
It does. It looks smaller than what's on this drawing.
There was a deck that would be, I don't know the exact number, maybe like 220 Ocean Ave. And I asked my builder to build the same exact deck as what would be constructed just a couple houses down from us. That was just being built just in the last 6 months.
So if that's your testimony, you're going to match the deck on the next north property.
The next north property is...
It's Charlie. And he's saying he doesn't want to do that.
That's the next south property then?
The next south property.
Right, so the next south.
But the south one looks smaller than Charlie's.
Mine is small.
But it could be an old, it may have been rebuilt since that survey was, survey
is small. Mine is small. I only built a half.
Charlie, can you come up here? Look at the plan of this thing, both of you, and see the two.
Yeah, take a look at what we're looking at, because the Rooney deck and the deck that's on lot 127 to the south look approximately the same size.
They look basically the same.
Yes, so this is mine, right?
This is and then the one on the other side, this is just closer to the figure it is.
Mary is like.
If you look around 250 Ocean Avenue, they look bigger.
It doesn't look like it's too wide.
The one across from the
Yeah, that one looks a little bit bigger too.
But
I think
it doesn't look as wide.
And I think
it's on there.
I feel basically a half. So
I think it runs.
So he put the up and down step. A lot of times they move the deck this way, and the up and down step is on this side.
It's front to back on the ceiling.
Okay, let's get this back to a meeting, everybody. This isn't a conversation. Let's have a meeting.
I'm sorry if I overcomplicated this project.
Only because the dimensions aren't printed on the plan, which has to become part of the resolution if it's approved.
All right, we can't just say yes, you can have a deck. We have to know what we're approving.
Mm. I understand. How come there's not dimensions on this plan that the architect did?
16 feet is quite large.
16 by 20.
By 20. That's very big. Very big. I have a decent sized house and my living room is about 16 by 25.
Charlie, do you have stairs? You have stairs. You
no.
Have
stairs.
On the ocean side?
Yeah.
I do not.
You do not.
There's sand that you can walk.
I don't think so.
I have 16.
These plans were done by the same architect that did the deck that is probably like 6 or 7 down further south. The exact same architect.
So, sir, we're not trying to be difficult. We want to help you. I just don't really want to help you tonight.
This is 12.
Because we can't approve what we don't
correct. So it's only 12.
I thought it was going to be really easy one until, but I'm not the builder on the board.
It's 12 by 20.
These guys screw everything up all the time. We're okay.
The other thing I have discussed, one of the other things I had mentioned is when we were creating the master plan, I remember one of the requirements that we proposed was that the staircase, when it comes down onto the sidewalk, could not be any more than 4 feet from the base of the stone, so you don't obstruct the whole drive, the whole walkway. So maybe we should come back on this and get accurate drawings with accurate measurements on it.
Yeah, the next planning board meeting is what, March 26th?
Yeah.
So we could carry you for 2 weeks and get, you don't have to notice or anything again, just get the plans redone and it have to be signed. It shouldn't take anybody that long, just get them into Candace.
Yeah, so you just need to know the measurements.
We just need to know the measurements and try to keep it inside with, you know, your neighbors. Obviously, you want to be a little bit bigger than Charlie's sign, but the neighbor to the south looks smaller too, so.
And we can check too with the building department to see if there are any specifications or standards, because the ordinance refers to, but
right,
it doesn't say what they are or if they were ever actually adopted or not.
Yeah. Well, okay. The thing is, you have this.
I understand.
You have this kind of bump out to the, because you have to allow passage,
right?
North south. So you have this little 4 foot bump out. You know, follow what I mean? This right?
It's in the picture.
This part here. As you come up to the top of the steps, you have it so people can pass through, which right, you're required to do. Which, let's see where the other thing is. Makes it much wider. Most people just have an opening here and here.
Right, here's a picture.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, rather than... Yeah, you can walk. You have to walk through your thing, but
I understand.
So that would kind of reduce the overall footprint.
This is more practical, though. You're not walking through someone's house chairs.
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but it does make it.
This is
and
also
some people do this.
This is also a coastal protection zone. We're not supposed to be building anything on it.
Yeah.
This is a courtesy for the neighbors to be able to get onto the beach.
So come back with this.
We're all over the place here. I mean, you can't stop.
Well, no, the DEP allows it. The DEP specifically allows stairs over the seawall.
Stairs, but not a monstrous...
Correct.
But that's why I'm saying this design is good, because the stairs...
Yeah, the design might be fun, but we don't need the dimensions.
So we just need to come back with the dimensions?
Yeah, and try to make sure that... And if you can get dimensions of, like, the neighboring depth, just to give us an idea of what they are, because I'm sure that sounds like what they want to see also. I think, Mr. Chairman, if you can, we just make a motion to carry this for 2 weeks to the March 26th meeting without further notice.
Okay, and have the architect draw the plans up with specific sizes and dimensions. I personally think it should be a little smaller, and the staircase not protruding any more than 4 feet off the wall.
Okay.
It's the base of the wall.
I think it's more important is understand what the width of that sidewalk is outside of that stairway at the bottom.
Right. Sure, and they can figure that out too, probably.
Yeah, it's certainly certainly. Because there's a lot of two-way traffic along there, and when some of those stairs stick out there, it becomes a little bit interesting.
All right, so I made my motion to carry to the 26th without further notice.
And you'll second?
Thank you.
Ms. Mills? Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Ms. Julio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Councilman Nixon?
Yes.
Mr. Salina?
Yes.
Mr. Webster?
Yes.
We'll get you on first next time.
I appreciate it. No problem.
Sorry about that.
It'll be quick, because all you have to do is verify the space that we're going to approve so we can submit it for approval.
But definitely get into Candace before the meeting, so we'll get it out to us.
Yeah, we have that.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
That's a good one, too, the 4 feet from the seawall.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much room.
No, you can't get around it. All the joggers, bicycles.
And maybe e-bikes.
Charlie, do you want to wait a minute and I'll meet you downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay,
so is on the OSHA side, is there any restrictions as to how far that stair going down?
No, but you can go into the
dunes.
The dunes. You can't cross the dunes, only in certain specific locations, but that shouldn't have anything to do with our application. That's enforcement, whether
right,
they do it or not.
I'm just saying, if Anthony is going to be the drawing, he probably should mention that also. Try and check.
Right. All right, well,
Motion to adjourn?
We didn't have it. We got to open it to the public. There is somebody in the public here. Does anybody in the public like to make a statement or comment or question? No? Okay, so...
I think he was here to see somebody.
Or a general comment?
Any comment.
Sure.
Murphy Anderson, 8 Center Street. Since we're all talking about this, I'll bring it up at the workshop, but I really think that if we could maybe just jog the sidewalk as you put your steps coming down the seawall at that 4 feet mark, they should expand the sidewalk. Just do that like long branch jog, you know, just like a ellipse coming out of the sidewalk to allow the bicycle traffic to, you know, to flow through there and people not to kill each other. It's just that choke point. And if you make a sidewalk, why would people just follow the sidewalk? It'd be a little inconvenience on the property owners, but it's better than having the state come use the easement to make a shoulder on Ocean Ave.
Yeah. I don't think we're able to put any impervious areas on that property that doesn't exist.
Past the splash pad, so even though you're taking away the splash pad?
No, but I'm saying whatever is existing is permitted, but I don't think you can expand on impervious areas.
We theoretically
could. Okay.
He's farther than now. So, I don't know what's going on. It's a good idea. Bring it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You gotta say town council, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a council thing. It's not a
council decision.
Yeah.
All right, we'll close the public portion at this time. Is there anybody who has a discussion or anything to bring up or a motion to
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Yes.
Have a good night, everybody.
We're done.
Okay. Yes. Good, I was going to say. Could have been quicker if it wasn't for
so we're working on a new
product. Could have been quicker.
I think e-bikes are bikes? No, I don't know. I think they should be in the street.